We've got a guy on the line who's been a GM in the league for a long time, and I'm sure he's had a number of guys he's traded, then re-signed, and then maybe flipped again. How often can he recall details of different deals in the past? Here is the GM of the Carolina Hurricanes. The Leafs are in Carolina tomorrow. Here's Don Waddell. How you doing, Don?
I'm excellent, gentlemen. How are we today?
We're doing well. We were just talking about Roman Polak, who was a Leaf and then got flipped and then re-signed. You know, you've been involved in so many player interactions throughout your career. Can you remember all the details, or how many players are you like, man, I forgot that guy was on my team at one point?
It's kind of funny because you travel around cities and have people reach out to me, and I have to go to NHL.com and find out, did they actually play for me? And I forgot about them. So I had a lot of guys in Atlanta there where they played one, two games and moved on for various reasons. So, yes, I remember most of them, but not all of them for sure.
Don, how would you characterize your deadline? I mean, I don't think you could characterize it as going all in, per se, as Colorado did last year. Is that simply because there's a belief in your team as is and in what you have now?
Yeah, you know, Rod and I talk a lot about it. We were talking for 2 months what the needs of our team were. And, you know, Rod's a very loyal coach, which I can appreciate. And, you know, the guys have done a great job to get us to this point. And, you know, we wanted to address our power play, and we did with Gossenberg. And, you know, other than that, you know, we went a little bit big game hunting a little bit, but it didn't work out. And, you know, it's... You know, if you know Rod, I know Jeff, you do. I mean, he's a pretty loyal guy, and I can really appreciate that and him wanting to stick with the guy. So, you know, we fished around a little bit and decided that this is the team we're going to move forward with.
Well, it's obviously been working for you. You guys have punched your ticket to the playoffs. You're sitting ahead of the Metro Division. Rod Brindamore was obviously a guy we were detailing, you know, his negotiation. Was he going to stay in Carolina, move on? You mentioned loyalty. He was very loyal to Carolina. He wanted to stay there. You see it on a daily basis. What has made him, you know, such a successful coach? What makes Rod Brindamore so great?
Well, I don't think he'll ever ask a player to do something that he wouldn't do himself. And, you know, I know that's a thing that we hear over and over, but, you know, Rod did it as a player, you know, was captain of the Stanley Cup team. You know, he worked every day on and off the ice to make himself the best pro he could possibly be. And, you know, I think the players appreciate that. And, you know, they watch him today as he still works out like a maniac. So I think the guys really enjoy playing for him and going to battle for him.
Don, just a quick follow-up on that. I actually heard a story when he first kind of took over that some of the players were intimidated to go into the gym when he was working out because he was in basically better shape than all the guys who were still playing.
Well, there's a lot to be said about, you know, everybody says, who's your best athlete in condition and training camp? And I say, well, are we counting staff or players? Because... like at a game day, I can tell you, cause I work out not nearly like Rod does. We work out in the morning, and then we have our morning skate and practice, and then he's back in the gym for another 3 hours preparing before he prepares for the game. So he takes it pretty serious, and I think he's going to be that way the rest of his life.
Don, when my last year with Rod in Carolina, we had our player exit meetings one day after we were done. And I showed up to the rink for my meeting. It was probably one of the few times I did show up for it. And everyone was kind of hung over, and he was in there cracking iron. And we were like, Roddy, take a break, man. Take a break.
Yeah, Jeff, I obviously wasn't here when you were here, but there's a lot of stories about you, by the way, in our locker room that I've enjoyed. Most of them I can't share on this radio show.
Nah,
but
text them to me, Don. You don't need to talk about it on this program.
Can we get him a video montage, though, Don? I don't know if you're aware of this, but we need a video montage for the O Dog in Carolina.
Donnie, it broke my heart. I know you weren't there. I came back, and I'm telling you, guys play four games for an organization, and they get a video tribute. I was there for a long time, and I was practicing my wave to the fans, like getting fired up for my video tribute. And for whatever reason, It never happened, and I still, to this day, it chaps my ass. So that's another part of the story about Carolina. But it's all good now.
Sorry to hear all that. We'll make it up to you at some point. I'll make sure of that.
There you go.
Don, I wanted to ask you about your goaltenders. You've got three goaltenders that have over 10 wins. I mean, is that a luxury? Is that something you planned, or it just kind of unfolded based on injuries and availability to you?
Yeah, you know, we went in the year with Anderson and Ranta, and we knew we had Kochkov in Chicago, and, you know, he got called on to play some games, and he's played very well for us. So I think it's a luxury right now. But, you know, hey, let's be honest. You know, our goalies have some history of some injuries, so there's a very good chance we might need all three if we're going to take a long run at this. So having three capable guys, I think, is a good thing at this time of the year.
With Don Waddell, GM of the Carolina Hurricanes, Leafs in Carolina tomorrow night. You guys got hit with some really harsh news last week when Svechnikov went down, tore his ACL, done for the year. You know, absolute stud for you. And, you know, Rod's been moving lines around, my understanding, trying to find mixes. But, you know, what's the message to the group when a guy like that goes down and understanding you're going to the playoffs, you still have high expectations? How do you recover from something like that?
Yeah, well, as we all know in hockey, you know, one player doesn't make the team. You need a team to be as good as they can. And, yes, we'll miss Andre, of course. We don't score easily as we'd like to. You know, you got to look at other guys. And, you know, we do lead the league in offensive goals from our defensemen. That's got to continue. But, you know, like last night, you know, we played a heck of a game against the Rangers and we lost 2-1. We're not going to win games 5-4. We haven't done that all year long. We're going to win a lot of one goal games. And, you know, we got to keep our top four defensemen. I can say our top six right now, but, you know, we always talk about top four. I think it's pretty damn good. And, you know, I think last time we gave up 15 shots. I think the Rangers had one 5-on-5 shot the last two periods. Other than their power play shots. So, you know, we don't give up a lot of opportunities, and we're going to have to try to win those games 2-1, 3-2, because we know we're not going to score a lot of goals.
Well, the Eastern Conference is loaded, man. I mean, not that we're telling you anything you don't know, Don. You run one of those teams that are loaded with the Bruins, the Leafs, the Lightning, yourselves, the New York teams. The advantage of finishing with that top seed at home ice and potentially playing a wild card team, like how big of the motivation down the stretch is home ice and securing that top seed?
Well, you this is what you play for all year. You want to win your division. You want to be, you know, in this case, if we were able to finish first, have home ice through the conference till the conference finals. Obviously, if Boston makes it, they're going to have it. But, you know, as anybody that's played this game, and Jeff would know this very well, it's every game, every playoff series is hard. There's no easy playoff series. So we know whoever, if we end up 1, 2, or 3, you know, whoever we play in that first round, there's no easy outs. You know, we got to be prepared to bring our best. And if we do, we have a chance to advance. But, you know, you play all year. We've been sitting in this one seed in the Metropolitan Division, and hopefully we can continue to take care of business and end up in that same spot.
Donnie, do the Leafs still travel well down to Carolina? How has that been down there? I know playing there, the Rangers always, the Pittsburgh Penguins, kind of the Northeast teams. Is that like a welcoming site? You guys don't like it? Is it people in the building? What's the take on it?
No, you know, I like hockey fans. You know, certainly I want to fill the building with our fans. But, you know, we had a lot of Ranger fans last night. We actually had a meeting today about it. It's Boston first, and then Pittsburgh Rangers, and then the Leafs after that. It used to be Buffalo, probably, Jeff, in your day, because of some of the playoff series you had with them. But the, you know, to me, hockey fans, you know, we're still trying to grow the sport, not only in Carolina, but, you know, in North Carolina. So, you know, yes, we'd like to have 18,000 people, all Hurricanes fans, but it's okay to have some visitors there. And, you know, our attendance has been great. We've been selling out every game, and, you know, that contributes to having some visiting fans in the building.
He is Don Waddell, the GM of the Carolina Hurricanes. The Leafs are in town tomorrow night playing the Canes. It should be a fun one. Good luck tomorrow and down the stretch and into the playoffs. Thank you for doing this.
Always a pleasure with you guys. Thank you very much.
You got it, Don Waddell, GM of the Canes. Well, we made our pitch, so that's all we can do. Get that montage cooking, and if we get down there, let's see what happens.
That would be nice if he, all of a sudden he like mentions in the PR, like, hey, let's do something.
He
see
could
if the
do
overdrive
it.
Guy. Yeah, right. The overdrive. We could go down there. Would you go down there for a game? For a video montage, I'd make the trip.
Absolutely. If there was a guaranteed montage, yes.
We could set up shop at a sports bar, do a show on the road, tee it possibly. Hmm. There are all kinds of Carolina options.
Okay. I'm down there, actually, April 4th. Tuesday, Ottawa at Carolina.
Interesting. I mean, 7 o'clock game time, 9 a.m. tee time.
Although I will say, yeah, that now I don't know if that's a panel night because Columbus is at the Leafs that Tuesday. So I don't know.
That barn burner is a panel game.
Yeah, that's disappointing. That is very disappointing to hear that.
Because maybe I could stand up for you, but I mean that would have been pretty cool if I, you know, call in a game. The three of us, we do our show that afternoon or do something, and then you get the video montage.
That darn Columbus game.
That is. I hate to hear that because my mind was racing. We get Willie in studio. Willie may be on the course. You know, there's a lot of different things we could possibly do.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know.
By the way, none of it would ever happen.
Probably never happen anyway. Yeah, probably wouldn't. But we could imagine that
we could dream.
We could dream about it happening.